The rapper Gucci Mane has had a roller coaster of a career. He was born Roderick Davis in Alabama and made his name in Atlanta. He became a central figure in Southern rap and a mainstay on commercial radio. In between his commercial successes, he spent time behind bars. NPR's Franny Kelly reports Gucci Mane has emerged from his latest incarceration sober, healthy, happy, and as productive as ever.
Gucci was released early from a federal penitentiary this May after serving 2 years on gun charges. He recorded a song the day he got home.
There's a lot of people scared of me and I can't blame them. They call me crazy so much I think I'm starting to believe them. I did some things to some people that was downright evil. Is it karma coming back to me? So much drama. My own mama turned her back on me and that's my mom.
He's explicit about his paranoia and his worries, a departure from what he released before he went in.
Most of my subject matter was all kind of like party stuff, jewelry and cars. It was really just, you know, shallow.
But critics and fans admired his creativity within those constraints. This song, from 2009, went platinum twice. Gucci's tone was dry, but his lines were playful, and though the drums were hard, there was always something pretty in the melody. These qualities became central to the work of the musicians he mentored, who've taken over the charts in his absence.
Mike Will, Nicki Minaj, Thug, Walker, the Migos, Metro Boomin.
Gucci rattles off those names like it's no big deal, but they represent millions of plays, streams, and views, millions of dollars, the soundtrack to millions of lives.
Me personally, I come from very, very humble beginnings. A little small town in Alabama, you know, staying in my granddaddy's house, we really ain't have nothing. So for me to be where I'm at now, you know what I'm saying, a multimillionaire, and to help other people be multimillionaires, I'm so proud, and I feel like I am an example, and I hope my life is a testimony to show people, no matter what you go through, how many hurdles are placed in front of you, how many bumps and bruises you get, to pick yourself up and be resilient and keep on trucking.
The biggest hurdle that Gucci had to jump was the emotional fallout of his constant proximity to violence and chaos. Drug addiction has dogged him. He's been convicted of assault charges. He's also been attacked. One incident led to a murder charge that was later ruled self-defense and dropped. In his songs, he would detail what he was seeing, but he wasn't rapping about how he felt.
I was trying to keep it private because I didn't want to scare people away because it was serious. But once I went to prison and I felt like all this stuff in the past, now I'm open to talk about it. That's why I wrote a book.
Gucci's memoir will be published by Simon & Schuster next year. This year, he put out 10 projects, including a holiday-themed tape last week. He's clean and sober now, and he's performing again, something he used to dread.
I was there with him from day one. So I remember when he performed, he was just slouching and sluggish and didn't really care to perform. To now, he's excited. He's ready to perform. So, yeah. You know, I love to see that.
That's producer Zaytoven, Gucci's longtime musical collaborator, who had a hand in almost every one of his friend's nearly 100 releases over the past 11 years. He says he never doubted that Gucci would vanquish his demons.
Being around him, I knew he was going to do whatever it take to make it. So whatever he needed to do, wherever he want me to go, if he need to come to my mama's house at 5 in the morning after the club, hey, I'm going to open up the door because we got to record.
Back then, Zay's studio was in his mother's basement, something she wasn't too thrilled about.
Until So Icy got on the radio.
Gucci Mane LaFleur. Yeah, where your ice at? Where your chain and your rings at?
And when So Icy got on the radio and some money came in, then they're like, well, y'all don't need no snacks down there. Y'all don't need no... Everything changed then.
Everything changed and changed again. And eventually, the duo ended up here at NPR's headquarters with Gucci playing a Tiny Desk concert and Zaytoven backing him up on piano.
Gucci back. Get you back. Did you miss me or miss my route? This that new...
This venue might be a little different from what he's used to.
But, you know, this is like full circle from where I was at 6 months ago because I was in the federal prison system and people stay tuned to NPR. They're saying, we waiting on this at NPR at 3 o'clock at such and such time. So I know that they're going to hear this.
I asked him what he'd like to say to people listening inside.
I just want to tell everybody, you know what I'm saying, who in the federal prison system, who knows somebody that's locked up, to just keep your head up. And we're praying for you, and just keep that head up, because that's what I did. Don't never drop your head. Don't never feel like you counted out. I always have faith that something's going to happen good for you, and it's going to happen.
The internet has been full of fans saying that if Gucci can overcome, maybe they can, too. For NPR News, I'm Franny Kelly.
May y'all know I miss when Zay Tovin. We go way back. I rub.